All right. You guys hear me all right in the back? Am I too loud? Too soft? Or am I Goldilocks? Am I right in the middle? Good? All right. Well, thank you guys for coming out to the session. It's been an exciting day. A lot of Office news, a lot of, frankly, Microsoft news, and really exciting things happening just in the tech space overall. I personally feel very privileged to actually work on what I consider to be one of the most exciting things about Office, though I guess I have a biased perspective. I get to spend all day long working on one of the first V1 brand new Office applications for a while now, and that's called Sway. How many of you have heard about Sway yet? All right, fair amount of you have heard about Sway. How many of you have been to Sway.com? How many of you have input your email address and joined our wait list? How many people have gotten into Sway and are using it? All right. A couple people. Excellent. Well, I'm excited to have all of you, hopefully after this session, sign up if you haven't already. We're addressing the wait list at a good clip, and we're bringing people into Sway. My name is David Alexander. I work in office marketing back in corporate in Redmond. I've worked at Microsoft for a little over 6 years now, and it's pretty exciting to actually get to work on a product, a brand new product that was built for the ground up to join the Office portfolio. And this session is all about what Office Sway is, what it's all about, how it helps you reimagine the way that your ideas come to life, why we built it, the way we built it. I'll give a full end-to-end demo. And hopefully you guys will walk away not only excited about the product, but excited to get in and start using it yourself. So I'm actually, of course, going to use Sway to talk about Sway. I normally like to introduce myself and just talk a little bit about who I am and what I'm all about to let you guys get to know me a little bit. That adorable little child who needed to still learn how to smile versus squinting was me. Some would say not so long ago. Nowadays, this is more what I look like. I really enjoy actually getting out in front of customers and talking to real people who are using not only our technology, but just who are very enthusiastic about technology in general. I consider it to be the best part of my job, frankly, when I get to come to events like this and really talk with you guys versus sitting at my desk all day long. When I'm not doing something that looks like that, I'm often doing something that looks like this, probably wearing some sort of strange costume, running around Seattle. And if that's not the costume I'm wearing, this is the costume that I like to be wearing. And I'm really excited that the winter snowboarding season's coming back up. Pacific Northwest in the United States is a particularly great place for those who are interested in snow sports. I consider myself very lucky to be able to just drive out to the mountains when I want. But what we're here to talk about in terms of Sway is all about Office and what Office is doing and how Office is transforming the productivity space given the mobile-first, cloud-first era, given the fact that people want more and more new types of experiences and types of experiences that are helping to evolve the way that we work and get things done. And in terms of what Sway joins, it joins a very rich and a well-known family of authoring products: Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote. These are the core Office applications that you use to create content. And Sway is joining that portfolio as a great new option for the way that you build and create content. In terms of what Sway is all about, there are three main things to really know about Sway and to think about what Sway actually is and what it does. The first is that it lets you create and share an entirely new type of output. It's not a document, it's not a presentation, it's not a website. It can be all of these things. It doesn't have to be limited to any one of these things. It doesn't have a traditional file format. If you think about, you know, Word, it's the traditional DocX, PowerPoint, PPTX, Excel, XLXX. And Sway doesn't have a file extension because it lives in the cloud. And so we've sort of abstracted the notion of a file extension because it's always an up-to-date output that you create that lives and breathes in the cloud based on your identity. So it's an entirely new type of output. It's a new type of thing. It's really an immersive, a very interactive canvas that can be experienced very easily on the web and shared. All you need is a browser to actually view it. Any major browser, any major platform will work, which makes it very, very easy to be shared. You can send it to your grandparents, and as long as they have the internet, they can look at it on any device that they're looking at. And that's a really important thing in terms of the way that people are creating content. It's more and more about sharing your ideas and who you're sharing with and how, just as much as it is what those ideas themselves actually are. And so Sway lets you do that in a new new immersive, interactive, and web-based way. There are new types of layout options. And so if you think about the traditional presentation or the traditional report, it's very linear. And so by being a very digitally authentic and web-oriented type of content, we can actually take new forms of storytelling that don't have to be linear. You can have sort of different types of layouts that let you peruse concepts at a high level before digging in. You can have things laid out in an entirely sort of pick your own ending or pick which content you want to look at in any given time type of layout. I'll show you examples of all of these as I go through. Very adaptive. That's frankly table stakes in the new era that we're in, frankly. And of course, sharing. The second and third pieces really come in terms of what it means to you as an author to create the content. The second piece is really about the fact that we build content sources right into Sway to make it very easy for you to get your content in. So we've built in sources for you to connect to your cloud storage, social networks, publicly available web content like YouTube videos and tweets. The list of content sources we'll continue to grow over time, and I'll talk about that. But the fact that it's very, very easy to drag and drop through either touch or through mouse and keyboard content right into your Sway without having to go looking for it across browser tabs and different apps is really, really important and has been from the ground up one of the most important things about the way we've built Sway. The third piece is really about Sway as your digital design assistant. And I'll get into some of the conceptual model of changing the authoring model overall. But this is really where you actually have a lot of machine intelligence and machine learning on the back end to help you create something beautiful, something polished and professional with very little effort. In fact, Sway will go off and build the output for you as you go along, and then you can tweak it and react to it from there instead of actually having you build from the ground up. And it's an entirely different authoring model that more and more in the age of getting ideas down and sharing them much more quickly. And for the scenarios where people don't necessarily have design skills or have the time or the patience to actually try and exercise those design skills, this third component is a really, really compelling piece of what Sway is all about. And you'll see that in action as I show you the product. In terms of what it makes, I talked about the fact that it's an entirely new type of output, right? Word is known for making great different types of documents and PowerPoint for making all sorts of different types of presentations. And it sounds kind of like a funny statement to say that Sway makes sways, but that's what it is, and that's what it does. And a sway is an entirely new type of thing that, if you're anything like me, it will take you just a couple moments to kind of wrap your mind around it as a new term. Sway means a new type of content that really can't be described necessarily in any other word. Just like PowerPoint makes PowerPoints, Sway makes sways. And Sway is what we refer to as that sort of dynamic and interactive canvas of your ideas that brings your story to life through a variety of multimedia. And when I say a variety of multimedia, you can see different pieces built in right here. I have a YouTube video right here. This is actually our launch video that's available on sway.com as well as YouTube. You can see it playing right in line here in context. These are real tweets. I can go ahead, I can go follow Office Sway if I want. I can go retweet it, I can favorite it. I can even interact with the content that's embedded right within the tweet itself.
This is Sway. Sway is a...
I don't need to listen to myself continue to talk. And this is sort of a more kitschy example, but it really is dynamic. And this is something that's important in terms of when you think about, for me as an author, I want to make sure that my audience is actually going to fully understand my ideas and the way that I've put them together. And so, being able to have multimedia by itself is great in a variety of multimedia, but the ability to actually make that multimedia itself more and more dynamic so it becomes engaging for your audience to go through it becomes a new way to make your ideas come to life that makes it, frankly, quite a pleasing and fun experience for people to go through your content. I talked about how sways can be experienced very easily across the web, which means that it doesn't matter whether you're viewing on a mobile device, a tablet, a PC, a desktop, a 55 or 82-inch PPI on a large projector screen like this, or 4K monitors or anything else into the future. Because Sway is very adaptive in its layout, it's actually doing the rendering at any given time based on its understanding of the screen size you're on. And so it will always actually show a very appropriate and well-adapted view of your content to the people that you've shared it with. In terms of why we made Sway, there are a couple things that really influenced how we built Sway from the ground up. The first is the fact that there's just an increasing amount of information out there. People have access to more and more information, every day than they ever had. And so the amount of information that people are trying to call upon to tell their story is increasing. And the variety of that information is also increasing. That's what's driving, frankly, the appeal of being able to tell your story through a variety of multimedia. So you see, you know, through this infographic, there are just a variety of different things, from videos, maps, recordings, embed codes, photos, social networking content, of course, text. But that's of course, kind of the basic piece. But at the same time that you have a variety of multimedia to tell your story, all that content is increasingly more web-connected and somehow connected to a back-end data source that's continuing to update. If you think about data for your business, you know, an Excel file or an Excel chart, you know, unless it's not connected to a back-end data source, you know, the data itself that's telling the story for, you know, the state of your business is actually updating at any given time. You know, as we go more and more into the future, why would you have just an annual business report or just a quarterly business report or a monthly business report? Why wouldn't you just have the business report, which is the state of the business at any given time? And so that's just one example of, in this case, sort of Excel and SQL data, of the fact that more and more people want a snapshot at any given time of what the actual content is that they're using to share their ideas. So that's one of the things that influenced why we built Sway. The second is that the cycle of creating, publishing, and then sharing content is also getting increasingly shorter and shorter. Part of this is driven by social media behavior. You know, if you think about apps like Instagram or any of these other social apps that, you know, are all about, hey, right when you have the ideas, get something great out to your network. Share your ideas right when they happen. Don't wait to capture them and then plug it into another device and then kind of do something later or a month later. Or, you know, I personally feel like if I don't actually create, you know, the Facebook album or whatever when I'm on vacation, like either right when it's happening or the day I get back, I will probably never do it. In fact, that picture of me snowboarding is actually from a trip in April. I never ended up making the snowboarding album from that trip because I didn't get to it right when I was doing it, and then I moved on. And so the create, publish, and share cycle, and through the sort of instant gratification notion of social media, is being driven and then trickling down into the way that we do other things in our lives and use technology and create content. But at the same time, people have less and less time to spend in any one app because of the number of apps, frankly, that are out there and the number of apps that are demanding our attention that we want to spend time using. And so the amount of time that people have and attention that people have to mastering all of the skills of any one app is actually going down. And so people still want to be able to create something very, very compelling, but the amount of time or understanding they have of how to get the most out of any one app is also going down. And so that really drives this question of, well, how do you get fantastic-looking content with very, very little effort, potentially with very little time or user input, frankly? And that's one of the things that Sway has been designing for. And so really we're in this position of, well, wouldn't it be great if I could just, you know, I have my ideas here or here, and I could just kind of hand it over to the digital design assistant in my computer or in the cloud and have it actually create something really, really amazing for me to then, you know, tweak if I want, but then get right out there and share. And that is what Sway is really all about. So in addition to creating that new type of output, that canvas, that interactive canvas of your ideas, we have the content aggregation piece and that assisted authoring piece to really get you up and running with a very compelling narrative very, very quickly. In terms of how Sway will be used, I actually have a bunch of examples here to show. Some of these are available on sway.com. We really think that anyone, a lot of different types of people and a lot of different types of situations, could use Sway to help share their ideas. This is an example of something that a student might make, a sort of a traditional report, in this case on the red panda, which I've discovered is a very, very cute animal and also is endangered. The Red Panda Association actually thanked us for having an example about the red panda that has gotten hundreds of thousands of views at this point. But this is an example of a Sway that that lets you actually, in a nonlinear way, peruse, you know, the different topics at a high level before deciding, hey, you know, maybe I want to understand more about the food. And so this is also a three-dimensional Sway layout where, you know, you have the content sort of flying up at you as you go through it. And of course, it's just, you know, these animals are very, very lovable, so it's a lot of fun to go through this particular example. If I go back, here's another example. This is what might be a traditional annual report, but a way for a company to make their annual report all the more compelling by not only making it available very easily through the web, by just sharing out that link to their Sway, but also, you know, by making it more interactive. And so you can see as I go through, you know, the elements are kind of flying up. Very, very effortless to actually create this type of thing. by putting the content all together and having this just be a very engaging way to go through this, you know, what is traditionally a somewhat stodgy process of going through, you know, a business's financial reports or their annual report. And of course, being able to do the interactive things of going through, you know, the different content the way that it might be presented there. Here's another example from a business. Actually, this is a sort of consumer or personal example of another one of these sorts of views that lets you peruse a topic at the high level and then deciding, hey, you know, I actually want to go into, in this case, for a Celtic wood-burning technique, you know, more details on what the sketching process is all about, and then, you know, really scroll through all the different pieces, you know, before going to potentially the next one and kind of deciding to scroll in at that point and get an idea. So another example of a sort of peruse the high level in a nonlinear way and then decide which one you want to get more detail on, but not necessarily in that same 3D format that you saw earlier. This is what a small business might make. You know, we've heard from lots and lots of small businesses already that, you know, hey, they don't really have the web development skills, but they definitely have the need to actually evangelize their business and talk about who they are on the web. Sometimes all they want is something very simple, you know, a few photos, describe what their process is all about. But they want that presence, and they want something that's going to be very compelling and still very accessible to be able to share, you know, who they are and what their business is all about, with a lot of different imagery and text in this case. Here's an example of, in this case, this is related to the United States, the different states there. This is definitely a nonlinear format. This is something that a teacher might use to actually engage their students a little bit more in the classroom by saying, hey, you know, we're learning about the different states in the U.S. You know, someone shout out a state that you want to learn more about. And then if a kid shouts, hey, I want to learn more about Montana, you know, the teacher can just tap or click, get more information about Montana, tap away, hey, I want to learn more about Iowa. Okay, there's Iowa, get more information about its capital and the state animal. I definitely did not know the animals were the eastern goldfinch. So I'm learning things too by looking at this way. But this is also a great example in the education space of what a lot of educators are actually really excited about in terms of, say, the flipped learning model, where you can actually send content to your students to peruse in advance of the lecture to then have, you know, discussions or sort of downstream interaction as a result. Or something that, you know, the teacher could actually send out after the lecture is over for the students to be able to study, you know, the particular topics that they might be struggling with in advance of a quiz. So they can say, hey, you know what, if they're always good with Iowa, then they don't need to keep studying Iowa, but hey, I need to continue to brush up on Montana. I always forget about Montana. And so that way, in sort of a self-service way, you can review content with this sort of digital flashcard paradigm, you know, at will without having to flip through all the flashcards manually. This is another great example on the consumer side of something. A coworker of mine actually summited Mount Rainier in Washington State. And, you know, this literally took her 7 minutes to make. She had all the photos already. She had the text that she had quickly authored. And she put it together. And this is just a really, really compelling way. It's actually very kind of fun to just scroll through this. And again, because this is just a browser, this could be on any tablet, any PC, touch or non-touch, wouldn't matter. I can go through it in a very nice way and really get a very compelling view of what her trip and experience were all about. This is what another business might be doing in terms of maybe collecting a report on, you know, where to expand next. In this case, it's a fictitious fashion company. You know, of course, they're going to have at the beginning talking about who they are as a business. They're going to have lots of images about, you know, the different clothing that they might make. But then they want to get into the actual details of, you know, the analysis that went into where they're going to go expand their business. And this is an example of a chart. In this case, this is a photo of a chart because we're very early in preview and we don't have charting yet, but we're office. We have tons of experience in rich charting and in interactive tables and charting capabilities, and that's something that we're going to be building into the product throughout preview, largely with your input, and that's something that I'll be talking about when I get to the preview piece. So in terms of more of a demo, one of the things I actually want to show you, if I go back to the state flags and refresh it for a second, you know, you'll see that on this screen, you know, we have this sort of, you know, grid of cards. And if you think about what a lot of websites do and a lot of programs do is they'll actually just squish down what you're looking at on a PC screen, 13-inch screen, 11-inch screen. They'll just squish it down so that it fits on a mobile device. And so you actually just have to kind of pan and zoom whenever you want to look at a particular piece of content on a mobile device. And what Sway does is it actually does a much more focused, adaptive effort to make sure that the content is actually going to make sense in the way that it's viewed for the given screen size. So on a mobile device like this is an iPhone here, the experience is, you know, on a 4-inch screen is not necessarily going to make sense to have the same exact layout. If I squished it down, I'd have to pinch and zoom really, 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 really small. And also, if I wanted to then interact with that card, it would pop out. I'd have to zoom back out. And so instead, what Sway is doing is it's being very thoughtful about what type of experience makes sense. So in this case, it's not going to be that same grid view. You still get. I'm going to refresh here. You still get a compelling experience of going through the content, and you'll see some of the content fly up as I refresh. I hope the Wi-Fi didn't just go down. But what you'll see is it's not actually in that grid view anymore, with those cards being, you know, all side by side, and you tap one to flip it over. It's actually going to have the front and the back in a sequential way. So the sort of logic of the content is still maintained, right? Front of the card, back of the card. But in terms of the actual sequence in which it's coming, it's going to be a layout that actually makes much more sense on a mobile device like this, where people are used to scrolling from top to bottom. You can see the cards are flying up, but of course I still have, you know, the front of the card, which is the state flag, and then the back of the card, which is the information, and of course I can tap and make the information go full screen at any given time. So I've talked a lot about that first pillar, right? The newness of the output that Sway creates and how it's very easy to be viewed across devices. In terms of creating a Sway, I'll actually start on a mobile device because increasingly, you know, there are 1 billion+ users that have both mobile devices and PCs, but there are also, you know, more than 1 billion people that only have a phone and that may only ever have a phone. And so the need to be able to create content very compelling from start to finish and then share it and have a very enjoyable experience for people to be able to view their content is growing on a phone. And so we've been thinking a lot about how to make a very compelling creation experience on the phone to provide that richness of what Sway lets you create while still making it very easy and intuitive on a phone here. So this is Sway. This is the Sway app for iPhone, which will be coming soon to preview. And you've seen it in the video on sway.com if you've already seen that. You've also seen it in the Garage Series video that if you've seen that on YouTube that I recorded and that we made available with launch. It's very easy to get started. You can see all the Sways that I have here in my Sways page. This page roams with me, so I have access to my Sways wherever I'm logged in. It's a cloud service, so all of my Sways go with me. If I want to get started with a new Sway, I'll just tap in and go create a new Sway. And what this is going to drop me into is a view that lets me focus, you know, first on what are the ideas and the content that I want to tell my story about using Sway. And then you'll see as the digital design assistant comes into play in a moment. So let's say that I'm a small business contractor, and I like to give my clients weekly status reports on how their homes are coming along. I visit the home, I give an update. If you think about what I would have done traditionally, I'd go on site, see how the construction's coming along, I'd bring my camera with me, I'd take lots of pictures as I went around, then I'd wait till I got home that night, I'd plug my camera into my computer, I'd download all the pictures, I'd select a few, drop them probably into a Word document, put some text on it, probably not do a lot of formatting because it would probably already be late at night. And then I'd send that out. Wouldn't be a particularly impressive document, but you know, that's not really what my focus is. I'm a contractor. I spend most of my time in the field working with clients, working with real homes and construction. I don't have a lot of design skills necessarily or time to deal with that. But now with Sway, I can actually do that right while I'm on site, right as I'm seeing the progress of the house, and I can get something really polished and professional to give to my clients in real time. So I'll go ahead and I'll give it a title. Weekly house report. Do some voice to text, save my thumbs a little bit of effort. Nope, I'm still talking apparently. Delete that content, there we go. Weekly house report. I'll go add some of the photos from my camera roll that I took while walking around the house. So you can see I have these 4 exterior shots walking around the full perimeter of the house. Just drop those right into my Sway. Actually, if I want to give a header first, just tap here, give it a header. Progress. Great. Then if I want to tell them a little bit more of an update, visited your house this week, period. Things are coming along nicely, period. This is what your kitchen looks like today, period. So I want to give them an update on the kitchen, come back into my camera roll. Here are a few pictures of the work in progress kitchen. Looks like that island in the middle is coming along. In this case, we're actually talking about the flooring for the kitchen too. So I actually want to get their input on what the current flooring looks like. So I'll just take my camera out, grab a picture of the floor. This happens to be the floor, so I'll wave to it also. Hello. Great. I'll use that photo and the creepy-looking Peter Pan shadow in the background. I'll go in, I'll say, this is what your floor looks like. Great, and you see that star on the top right? I'm gonna give this photo some emphasis because I really want the client to look at the flooring because we have some decisions to make about whether that's the flooring we go with or whether we change it. We'll go back to the sway. Things are looking pretty good. I'll just ask them one more question. Have you considered other floor options? Great. So what you've seen me do so far is focus on, you know, what is the content? And if I pinch to zoom out, I can really get a great view of, you know, from a high level of, you know, what is my content? What's the sequence? What are some of the relationships? If I want to move some stuff around, maybe this photo should go there. I can drag it really easily. If I want to emphasize it or delete it, I can do that pretty easily. But now what I can go do is I can say, hey, now I want to use Sway's design engine to go ahead and create something great to go send to my customers. So I tap view, and this is what's sending that off through Sway's design engine in the cloud to create something really polished and professional right off the bat. And think about it. In the time that it takes me to walk from the house to my car, I've already created something really, really great that I can send out that's really going to be, I think, pretty impressive to my client. So here's how the house is coming along. I can see these photos flying in. I can see the kitchen photos coming in. Great, and then, you know, there's the floor and the question for the client to answer. You can see Sway is taking care of making these images full bleed. It knows that that's, you know, again, that vertical layout with one photo at a time, given a 4-inch screen size, you know, it shouldn't put photos next to each other because it'll be too squished down unless I've, you know, really told it that I wanted to do that. So it's actually being very thoughtful about, hey, what is the best way to present this content on this device? I could go change, you know, the overall structure, the layout of the ideas. I could change the themes and the styles. But in this case, I'll actually go ahead and transfer back to the web and show you some of the additional features that I can then use to work on my Sway here on the web. So here I am, back on my My Sways page. Go ahead and give a refresh there. And this is, again, that same My Sways page, all those Sways roaming with me across the cloud. And there's that weekly house report that I just created. So I'll go tap into that. And so here I have a very similar view that you saw on the phone in terms of I have an area that I can focus on what is the content, what's the relationship and the structure of that content, how do the ideas relate to each other, and then at any time I can tap out of it, minimize that storyline, and see the output that Sway is creating. And you can see here, again, it's different than you saw on the phone. I now have two photos side by side because Sway knows that I have more screen real estate. It's still new that, generally speaking, these four photos kind of, from a logical standpoint, were together. And so it still keeps those photos together, but it knows that with more screen space, it can actually give them a little bit, you know, a little bit more of a different treatment. With those three kitchen photos, because those are sort of together, it can put them side by side. And of course, there's that huge flooring photo, which I told it to make really big, so it's still making it full bleed, making it nice and big. But now if I want to continue to work with this content, I can just expand the storyline and keep doing so really, really easily. And you see I'm using touch mostly, but I could also be using mouse and keyboard, of course. If I want to go add a background image, maybe this external image of the house here, the second one, I can just drag that right up here into the background image section. You see in the background, boom, Sway is automatically updating the output to reflect that. So it now knows, hey, is a title image, background image, full bleed, make it really important, make it stand out, make it a great title image for the Sway. If I want to do something different or a little bit more interesting with this other content, I can just tap, tap, tap. And you see the options that come up. In this case, I'll change the layout. And I have a bunch of options for how I can make that content a little bit more interactive. The top two are actually currently available in preview. The ones below that are options that are grayed out. Those are things that we'll be bringing to preview, but we actually want more feedback by everyone in preview on, you know, which are the things we should go build first, you know, what are some of the considerations that we should have when we go build some of these, what are the other layout options that actually people want to do with different types of content. In this case, that interactive photo stack you saw me using earlier is available, so I'll just tap. And with a single tap, already in the background, Sway is updated, and there's that photo stack. And I can very easily just go through it, and my customers can go through it. Very compelling way to go through that content, see what their house is looking like. In terms of the kitchen, if I want to go add a new header, I can go right between these two card areas, and I have different options. I'll very easily add a header, and I'll say, kitchen progress. In the background, I already have a new header, kitchen progress. In this case, maybe I want just two of those pictures to be side by side. So I'll go to layout, group. And now again, I've changed the logical grouping. So it takes it from being three across to being just the two across with that next photo there. So you can see I'm doing things real time. If I want to go add more content, you know, I said, hey, this is what your current flooring looks like. Have you considered other options? Well, first of all, what I'll do is I'll move this question up. And then I want to add other options for my customer to be considering. So in this case, I'll go to media. And this is where the add content panel comes in. And this is where I have access to all those different built-in sources that you heard me talking about. My cloud storage, my social networks, YouTube and Twitter. I can even upload stuff from my device and get it into the cloud and into Sway very, very easily. And this list of sources is something that we'll be expanding over time. That's definitely an area that we're getting a lot of great feedback during preview on. Hey, what are the other cloud storage sources or other web services that people would want to connect to and the types of content that people would want to bring into their Sway? And that's something that we're taking very seriously in terms of what's the list? What are the things that we do next? This list will continue to grow, and it's a great area for us to be able to continue to expand and add more value to all the different users of Sway. In this case, I'll go into my photos. I have a great folder for the Darrow House project of the different things that I've been accumulating for my customer, carpet samples, floor samples, different stone counter samples. In this case, in terms of the floor samples, you know, I've been asking them, hey, are there other floor samples or floor styles that they'd like to do? You know, maybe they want to consider this wood theme or this dark wood, or maybe, you know, a tile option. So I'll go ahead. I can just drag those right in, make those available to the customer to look at and evaluate. In this case, you know, I have two examples of wood flooring. The customer might be a little bit skittish that, hey, you know, installing wood floors is gonna be a pretty complicated process. Maybe it's gonna take a while. Well, maybe I'll go search YouTube and see if there are any great videos on installing wood floors, and see if there's any content that can put my customer's mind at ease that, hey, you know, it's not going to be that long and complicated. And here are a couple of videos, maybe only 5 minutes long, that they can look at to get a sense of, you know, well, how complicated is it going to be to install these floors? Or maybe I want to see what people are saying about installing wood floors on Twitter and have real people, you know, don't take it from me, customer, like take it from other people who are installing wood floors themselves that, hey, you know, after 20 minutes of learning, I did a few rooms of my own, not that complicated. Grab a couple tweets, get those right in there. So you see the content's coming along nicely. So you see the things that we added earlier, and then down below here now, I have those other floor examples, those tweets, that video. You know, now that I have other floor options to be considering, this big one is looking a little bit too oversized relative to the other ones. So I can just tap it, and I'll bump down the showcase. And this is another great example of where Sway is not actually asking me to say, hey, I want this picture to be exactly 600 pixels wide by 300 pixels tall, or I want this font to be exactly size 36 versus that font should be size 18. It's just asking me to make very natural statements of, you know, this should be more important. This should be less important. This is hierarchically on a different level than this other content. What are the structures and the overall relative relationships between content? So if I want to bump this down, I'll just say, hey, make it a little bit less important. Still pretty big. I'll bump it down one more level. Great. And then it actually puts it in line with the other content. So from a conceptual standpoint now, this option for flooring can be considered just like the other ones. At this point, maybe I'm seeing, you know, I don't need three pictures of the kitchen, maybe. You know, maybe I'll just delete this one, get that one out of there. I can do that right on the canvas while I'm looking at it. So you can see I'm interacting with it in real time, and it's adapting around the edits that I'm making in real time. Now, if I want to start to change the overall style, I can do that very quickly by hitting the mood button. And this is where I can make those decisions about, hey, well, for example, what is the structure I want? Do I still want this vertical orientation? Do I want that horizontal orientation you saw? You can see other examples of different layouts that we'll be bringing to preview soon of, you know, those non-linear formats, for example. If I want my customer to be able to say, hey, look, what's the kitchen all about? What's the living room all about? What's the roof all about? You know, I could choose one of those, you know, peruse the section at a high level layouts and let them go with that. In this case, maybe I want to just change it to the horizontal one. And with a single tap, because Sway is so adaptable, not only across devices for people viewing your final Sway, it's very adaptable right while you're changing the layouts around yourself. And so now I can just scroll through it. I can interact with that content. And here it is. In just a few minutes, you see that sort of very nicely kind of unfolding content style coming along. If I want to change the color scheme, you can see that Sway is actually pulling out from my photos what possible derivative color sets I might want to do. So it's doing a lot of natural color and image processing on the back end to say, hey, look, you know, based on this image, maybe some greens would look pretty good. Or maybe that sort of, you know, orangey red theme would look pretty good. And so it's letting me actually provide more of a thematic update to my Sway based on my own content. And I don't have to specify RGB, you know, red, green, blue values you know, what color scheme I want. I can just say, hey, look more in line with this. Get the general sense and mood of this photo and use that as inspiration. If I want to change the style wholesale, I have some built-in options right now. These options will be continuing to expand throughout preview. That's one of the things that we're getting a lot of great feedback on now, which is actually, you know, how do you want to actually impact style? Do you want sort of dials that you can turn? Do you want to be able to make statements like more professional, more energetic, less energetic? But this is what we have right now, and this is a great way to sort of spur on that conversation. And so if I want to pick something, you know, wholesale as a style, maybe I'll choose this sort of architectural seeming one. This one feels very kind of Frank Lloyd Wright to me. Feels in line with what I might want as a contractor. And so just like that, you see this very, you know, very polished and presentable thing that I can actually send off to my customers to get their sense of, to give them a sense of how the house is coming along and to get their input. And of course, at any time, I'm ready to share it with just a single tap or just a single click. I can share it through social networks. I can send a URL to my customer. I can even get HTML embed code to use an iframe to embed this in my custom blog or website. Maybe I have a blog for each of the houses I'm creating. And if I make a sway every single week to tell the Darrows how their house is coming along, they could go back to that website and look at the sway from each week and see how their house came along in a very engaging and interactive way. In this case, I'll go ahead. I'll tweet that out. In this case, I'll say drag drop sway. We'll say Darrow's house never looked so good. And I'll hashtag it, ticket14. Weekly house report, and I'll go tweet that out. Great, so it's there it is on Twitter. If I go to view my tweets, there it is. And anyone following me on Twitter or with the link can go look at that while I'm logged in, so it actually brought me to the authoring view. But anyone can go look at it. In this case, they'd get sort of what we call the preview view, which is what any other viewer would see. So they would just see this whole canvas. And if I flip back to the iPhone here, there you go. If I flip back to the iPhone and go into Twitter, you'll see that same sway that I just created, starting on the mobile, coming back to the mobile device. There's that tweet. And here's the sway loading, in this case, in Safari through Twitter, and you can see again it's adapted very nicely, so it still feels like, you know, it's a very compelling thing to go through on this mobile device with that same layout and structural feeling. The content's still interactive, I can still go follow, retweet, do all that stuff, and it's still a very, very compelling experience. So you've heard me talking a lot about preview, and this is something that we're actually very, very serious about in terms of sway. It's also something that actually the market was very happy to hear about, which is Office and, frankly, Microsoft have released sway in a much earlier state than we traditionally have released software. A lot of people are said, oh, you know, you're missing this feature, you're missing that feature. How could you possibly release a product without this feature? And the answer is, it is definitely not released. It's not done by any means. And in fact, even once we hit general availability, it's still a cloud service, so we'll be continuing to update very, very regularly. But the reason that we released Sway in such an early state is because we really, really want the customers to come on this journey with us and actually influence very much from the ground up the direction the product takes. It definitely, you know, what it has right now in preview, which we released on October 1st, so about a month ago, you know, it definitely has the core of what Sway is all about and a few delighters as to some of the features that will really light up the vision. But we're now building from the ground up with everyone's feedback in preview, and that's what it's about. We didn't want to make a ton of assumptions about directions to go in, both lots of different content sources or certain things that we could have done on the machine assistant side. We actually want to see how real people react because this paradigm is so new. And then build from there in partnership. We really want to obsess about that feedback. And so we really mean it when we say it's not done, and we're proud of the fact that it's not done, because that means that it's a partnership together to continue working on it. In terms of Sway, you know, I mentioned it actually really is a new paradigm. These are some of the points that I like to make in terms of talking about just really how new Sway actually is when you think about it, relative to traditional authoring paradigms. So from the logistical side, you know, we didn't try to emulate an analog form of content. We didn't say, hey, you know, we're a document, so we should be, you know, modeling an 8.5 by 11 or any other size piece of paper. You know, we're not trying to emulate the traditional slide presentation or flip chart, so we shouldn't have slides in a certain way. We definitely said, hey, look, instead of modeling ourselves after an analog piece of content, given the digital age, given the very web-oriented age that we live in, what is the best type of content? It doesn't necessarily have to have a parallel in the analog world. And that's what's so wonderful about sort of being digitally authentic, is we can say, hey, this is a brand new thing, and it doesn't have to be similar to any other thing because it can be digital, and it can be optimized for the web. That also means that we definitely can help people express their ideas in a much more varied set of approaches than just a standard linear flow, which a lot of traditional reports or presentations take. It also means that, you know, we've taken advantage of the cloud services world that we live in. We're doing all the compute in Azure. So Sway is a service that's backed by Azure. It's running in Azure. And so it means that we can actually build these very lightweight front ends, both on the web as well as on the as well as different apps and different platforms that you see. And then the thing that really blows my mind, and I have another visual on this, is that actually the Sway itself isn't copying the content into it from wherever sources it's coming from. So if you think about those tweets that you saw, those are the real tweets, right? If I do something with it in the Sway, it's doing that same behavior with it in the source that it came from. You know, the photos are actually stored in OneDrive, so Sway is making the call to OneDrive saying, hey, I should render this photo. When I do that compute and I do that rendering at any given time based on the screen size and the device I'm being looked at. So it's actually, it's a pretty interesting model when you think about what is the actual thing that's being stored that is the Sway. It's kind of like a skeleton where it makes a phone call to go get the organs at any given time, which is a very interesting kind of philosophical understanding to get about the actual software. In terms of the authoring model, you know, instead of choosing a template, Sway is definitely not a template. Sway continues to adapt at any given time, and so it will choose the optimal output and layout based on the content that you're adding, based on the changes that you're adding, based on the changes to the structural relationship between the different pieces of content that you've added at any given time. You saw it during the demo. Again, from the very first photo, piece of text, YouTube video, or tweet, or other content that you put in, your Sway is done, or it could be done. I mean, obviously, if you still want to add more content, it's not done yet. But from, you know, the traditional authoring approach, you know, you kind of build up and you don't call yourself done until you've kind of crossed a certain dotted line. You wouldn't consider it to be presentable or polished enough to put out there. But from the get-go, you could go share your Sway at any given time, and it's presentable from a much earlier state. It has lots of storage and content sources built in. It has built-in search for publicly available content versus you needing to go get the content, copy and paste it in, or take a screenshot or something like that. It also lets you as a user kind of tuning the output with that very natural type of input I showed. You know, make this more important, make this less important. These things logically stay together, these things don't, versus exactly this font size, exactly this gradient, exactly this color. Again, as I said, Office still has a lot of other products, you know, Word and PowerPoint being great examples of where you still build with that authoring model in mind. And so if the situation still calls for it, you know, Word and PowerPoint, certainly not going away. I get that question a lot, actually. Hey, is Sway supposed to replace something? And the answer is absolutely not. Because of all the things I outlined earlier about, you know, the type of, you know, the information changing, the create process changing, we think that Sway joins the Office portfolio as just a fantastic additional option to the way that you create content. And then in terms of sharing, you see social sharing built right in, both in terms of sharing out, as well as including social content in your narrative. And then, of course, the adaptive layout piece to make sure that it's going to look great on any device. This is just a great visual of explaining, you know, the traditional content authoring model versus Sway. You know, traditionally, you'd put a lot of direct feedback up front, input into exactly how it's going to be constructed. You know, the system might glean a little bit of intent from what you wanted to do, and then maybe, you know, there's just a little kind of polish, you know, a little bit of automatic stuff at the end that it does. But Sway basically flips that on its head. It says, no, from the ground up, we're going to do actually a lot of stuff for you, and basically then give you something to react to with the idea that, hey, it's kind of easier for many people to delete or change than to build from scratch. We take the intent, and we glean an understanding of what your intention was from certain actions you perform, to then update the output, and then, you know, you have those examples of direct interaction that I was showing you to be able to make the kind of final tweaks. This is a visual of sort of just the conceptual model of, you know, Sway going to get the content at any given time. So we have Sway, you know, the cloud service running. If you upload something from your machine, from your, you know, your local device, you know, the photos on my iPhone that I was uploading through the app, or pictures on my computer, or something like that, it will actually go put the content into OneDrive so that Sway can always go get the content at runtime and at rendering time to be able to be always calling on, you know, cloud-oriented content, basically. So, you know, whether it's your photos stored in OneDrive, photos and, you know, in the future, posts from Facebook, you know, tweets from Twitter, or in the future, you know, Twitter streams potentially, you know, updated sources of content that are always staying up to date, videos from YouTube, or other content sources that we'll continue to add. You know, Sway is basically always making that telephone call to get those organs, as I said, while maintaining, you know, stored in Azure associated with your identity, just kind of that core structure. And really, if you think about it, what Sway is actually storing itself is really its understanding of what your content is and how it relates to each other, and then it goes and makes the phone calls to get that content, and then renders it with that understanding. You see the gears there, so that at any given time on any given device, the content looks great and it's staying up to date because it's always connecting it to the cloud service that it came from there. Actually, I do have another demo of a great import scenario to get started with. One thing, so I do want to come back actually, it's on another device. So I guess I will save that for probably another time. But this is basically, you know, the one of the things that I think took me the longest to wrap my mind around, which is basically, you know, what is that model? What is a Sway, right? What is the document? And this is the reason that sort of atoms of content visual. That's the reason that Sway doesn't have a file type per se, because it doesn't necessarily make sense in the same way as other documents to, you know, download a Sway or to print a Sway in the same way, because of its connectedness to those external cloud services and its nature as being, you know, an always up to date service. So with that, typically I get a lot of questions about, you know, what Sway is all about, why we've built it in the ways that we have, where things are going, what preview is all about. So I do want to leave plenty of time for Q&A. I will say, in terms of related content, there's some other sessions from the office track that are pretty compelling and related in terms of to creating content. So we have, actually, Ari and I are doing a session tomorrow on interactive storytelling overall from the office division, and it's a great session of basically saying, hey, you know, when you actually think about the storytelling process, what are the different parts of that storytelling workflow, and what are the different pieces of the office portfolio that help you with those different parts of that process? In terms of resources, this Sway that I've been using is available, and in fact, I have a two-slide deck that I used to start this presentation, and the only slide that actually has content is also the hyperlink. And so I have a shortened URL here, aka.ms/TEE14Sway, will take you to this Sway. So you can continue to access it after the event's over on any device that you may be using at any given time. I've taken some of the resources from the Tech Ed deck and made them available here. You can grab the hyperlinks at any given time. I've also stuck the QR code in here so you can go ahead and evaluate the session because I know that they're doing the QR thing. And the evaluations actually are really, really helpful. As a presenter that's been doing sessions for many, many years for not only Microsoft conferences but others as well, it's really helpful to understand if this session is what you guys expected, if it wasn't, if there were certain things that were helpful or distracting to you about the way I presented. You know, I want your feedback. And actually, you know, if you happen to have feedback already for Sway, I'd be happy to read some of that in the evaluations as well. Though I will say it would be a much more seamless process to actually input that feedback through our user voice forum, which is where we're directly engaging with the engineering team on different pieces of feedback. Feedback is definitely accessible from within the product itself. So, when you're using Sway, you can actually always issue feedback, and you don't have to be in the authoring experience to go ahead and do that. You can always go to the ... and feedback is one of the options that you'll always have in terms of what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see change, direct links to user voice to go, vote on different things or suggest new feature ideas and whatnot. And as I said, we really are serious about the preview and the feedback piece. We want to hear how you'd like to use Sway and what would help Sway be better for you to use it in that way. So with that, I'm happy to take questions. I'd say, you know, if there are questions right now that you want to ask in front of the whole room, please use the mic so that the recording can capture the questions. Otherwise, I'm also happy to stay after for as long as possible. We do have a little bit of time left, actually. I can always grab another device and actually do a couple other demos, too, since there's a couple other things I didn't show you about Sway today. But yeah, it looks like Gentleman right here has a question. And I do have some wristbands for the five first people that ask questions to the Office 365 party. So you definitely get one.
If I'm, I will show this to some important people in the company, and I don't want this way to be authentic to other people. Can you share it with a login or something?
So I think, so let me repeat your question and tell me if I get it right. It sounds like you're saying, you know, do you want kind of custom themes that are oriented around your company, basically? Yeah, that's actually, so that's a piece of feedback we've gotten a fair amount of. In terms of when you saw me go to mood and style, you know, is that something that is either customizable or is that something that's extensible? That, you know, developers could also make, you know, themes and styles available and moods available. And that's great feedback that we've been getting and one of the things that we're very much keeping in mind for the way that that continues to evolve. It's definitely something that we've heard from not only enterprise customers, but a lot of customers in the design and publishing space. And so, you know, those are definitely very, very compelling groups of folks and certainly segments of the business to be considering. One of the things I actually didn't speak a lot of is, does that answer your question?
When you shared it on the tweet, it was public for everyone.
Yep.
But you can share it with a single person.
Yeah. Yeah. So that actually segues very nicely into the point that I was going to make. And actually, here's your wristband, and I'll answer the question and talk a little bit more about Office 365 and business use. One of the things you've seen me doing is actually using Sway. Currently previewed has you log in with a Microsoft account, and so that uses consumer OneDrive, and you see the consumer services that are built in right there. We definitely are going to be building Office 365 support and a number of additional scenarios that are relevant to businesses and enterprises. We'll be building, you know, protection and control and IT management capabilities into it as well when we do the integration, because we have a very long tradition in understanding, you know, what businesses want to use it for and how they want to use it and what a lot of the security and protection features need to be. And sharing and being able to scope the sharing is definitely something that we plan to do, definitely in the enterprise space, definitely in the business space. Right now you see it's just binary, you know, either it's shared or it's not shared, and anyone with the URL would be able to go ahead and share it. One of the things that you'll actually see if I come back in here, if I actually go back into the editing experience, when I go to share, you can actually see the need to revoke access. So if right now it is binary, it's either shared or it's not shared, if more people than you intended do end up having the link on the consumer level, and you want to revoke that link, basically, it will change the GUID, basically, that appends sway.com/string of numbers and letters that refers to your Sway. And that way, it basically becomes private again until you share that link. But in terms of being able to share with specific individuals or having a company being able to say, you know, no, I do not want anyone to share Sways that were made with your organizational identity. I don't want any of that to be shared outside the company, to be able to share with different distribution groups or security groups or teammates or you know, groups of people that you're working with on a particular project. All those things are things that we're keeping in mind for evolving the sharing and making it more robust, especially for business users. So yes, is the short version of my long-winded answer about building additional sharing. Next question.
Hi, good stuff. Basically, I have two questions. Can you use custom domains? So can I put it on contoso.com? And the second one, is there a limit of how much content can I store?
No storage limit is the answer to your second question. In terms of custom domains, we don't currently have that. And actually what you've seen, you know, if I flip back to this view here, you know, you see the example of that GUID that comes after sway.com. That's definitely something that a lot of people have been asking for. That's actually one of the top pieces of feedback that we've been getting so far is, you know, certainly the desire to do sway.com/David Tech Ed Sway, right? But also the ability to not even have sway.com anything, right? To have it be davidsway.com, right? And then it would just be my Sway. Particularly in the use case that I showed of a small business using Sway as their the easy authoring way to get a great looking web-oriented way to tell their story and talk about their business. We've already seen people using the embed functionality and then just specifying the iframe to be a 1920 by 1080 you know, iframe size or smaller, depending on what, you know, what screen size they're optimizing for, and then literally have that be the only thing on the custom domain website. So we've been seeing people already try to use it. We've been having a lot of people ask for it. So that's one of the things that we're definitely considering doing. It's not actually very hard to do the custom domain thing, given the work that we've already been doing. It just sort of depends on whether that's the first thing we go do, or whether we do some of the other things like scoped sharing first, or, you know, there are a lot of, so that's one of the reasons that the voting and the feedback and the actual interaction with our users during preview is so important. But yes, it's one of the things that we're definitely thinking about.
Good. One more. Is it possible to feed, like, from external source, like from XML, the content into Sway and just remoderate it? Why I'm asking that is I'm working with publishers.
Yep.
So they want to grab all the content that they already prepared during the past years and put it into the some kind of an interactive form.
Right, so basically the ability to take sort of embed code issued by another service and be able to have that rendering within Sway. That's definitely something that we're considering doing. You know, even when we continue to build more and more content sources, we won't get everything. And so we've been getting that request a lot. That's something that that we're investigating, I would say. There are lots of different approaches. There are challenges because there are lots of different formats that those embed codes can take. So there's actually a very, very long tail. Mm-hmm. And if it were just a feature that, you know, would take any sort of embed code without limit, you know, there would be a lot of examples where it just didn't work. Or there are different types of embed codes that might not be as secure, for example. So there, it's definitely something the team is investigating. How it actually shows up or when it shows up is still something that it needs to be determined. But it's a great piece of feedback. Thank you.
Thanks.
And come get your wristband, and I hope to see you at the party. Yep.
Yeah, hi there. It looks really nice when you interact with the content on Sway, but if you want to present content on Sway, you still have to turn your back against the audience and you have to touch the screen. So how are you gonna use Sway for presentations, like a Sway remote or?
Yeah, so let me
in order to be interactive with the audience when you're presenting like you're doing right now.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hiding behind the podium right now because I'm actually going to my backpack to get a clicker. And if I can find the zipper on my backpack, I can actually get the clicker out. But that's actually definitely something that people have been asking about. Certainly it's something that fits with the presentation scenario. And the answer is basically that's one of the things that we might do on the layout and structure side. So, you know, when it comes to how the content's actually laid out, you know, is there a presentation view that people would like their Sway laid out in? It seems like I may have left my clicker at home. But basically, the clicker would do the same type of advancement that, you know, these buttons are doing. You see me tap, you know, go back, go forward, and it's advancing through these different sections. And so you saw how easy it was for me to go from one layout to the next. You could imagine that for the same Sway, I might actually want one layout if I'm presenting it on a stage like this where, you know, it always shows one full set of content on the screen, and then I click, and then it shows another full set of content on screen. Not, you know, not necessarily a slide, but, you know, one grouping of content, right? But then when I send it out afterwards, maybe I want it to look slightly different to be a more self-service consumption layout. Just by being able to tap through different layouts very, very quickly, like you saw me do, is actually a way that we could make that possible for the same set of content without having to create multiple copies of it. So that's something that we've been hearing requests for. It's something that we could go do through the layout and the structure option. It's something that we could do. You saw it when I just tapped different pieces of content and made a change layout. It's something that we could do through there. Bunch of different options for how we could go do it, but something that we do plan to do.
Are you thinking about doing it with voice commands also, so you can maybe use your phone as a remote?
Ah, the future is endless in terms of possibilities. I mean, there, you know, when there, we're definitely aware of the different sources of services and intelligence that we have across Microsoft. You know, from Bing to Cortana to everything else that we have. A ton of Microsoft research technology is already in Sway. There's a ton more that we can go leverage depending on which scenarios we go after. So I would love to stand on this stage for hours actually waxing poetic and philosophical about, you know, well, hey, like if I have a Kinect, could I just swipe through my Sway? You know, is that more appealing than coming to a touch screen and scrolling through like this? Do I want a clicker? Do I want to say, Sway, next slide? You know, I think there are lots of different things we could go do that that with the available technology wouldn't be too difficult to do. But I would say there's definitely an order of operations. I mean, there are things that we don't have yet. One of the biggest ones that's been called out so far is that, you know, we don't have an undo button yet. We're obviously going to build an undo button. that's definitely something that we didn't feel the need to hold preview to get that done because of how much else we're doing in preview anyway to be changing the product and making it better. And so that's definitely something we're going to be doing. So there's definitely things that we'll probably do earlier rather than, you know, things like, I would say, very kind of far off delighters, I would say. But I mean, especially because of the way that we're building it with the forward-facing view of cloud services and machine intelligence, natural language understanding, I mean, it's one of the reasons it's so exciting to work on Sway is just because of how much potential it has. So I think that kind of answers your question, kind of doesn't. Hopefully that's good enough, and I hope to see you at the party.
Just one additional. Yes. So schools would also like to have this offline, for example. Will it be like an offline version of Sway as well?
Yeah, so offline and print actually are two very interesting philosophical questions, basically, that the Sway team is having. Because especially if you have a very web-connected, you know, if you have just static photos and text, you know, it makes kind of a lot of sense to offline or print, you know, you'd just kind of define page borders somewhere, print it out, like, you know, it kind of makes sense. But actually, for the more interactive content you have, or the more web-connected content, or a video, or a Twitter feed, or something else that is always up to date, or that doesn't necessarily have an analog, or an equivalent in the analog world, you know, what would the print experience look like? You know, what would the offline experience look like? You know, if you have a very interactive Sway, and you go offline with it to work on it, you know, are you actually able to work with it as effectively and actually dictate, hey, these are the relationships between this content based on how interactive the different pieces themselves are, if you can't actually fully interact with them? So it's kind of a philosophical thing. I think we'll probably end up doing them. Definitely a lot of people are asking for them. I don't know when or exactly how we'll do it.
Will you also support in collaboration or like real-time collaboration on the Sways?
That's the other thing. So in terms of the sharing question that we got, we have a rich tradition of co-editing, co-authoring, real-time co-authoring that's now available through Office Online. So that's something that we do plan to do for Sway. Great, thanks. Next question. I'm going to grab some more water.
Both of my questions were already answered, but I will ask something anyway. You showed when you were editing the photos that there are two possibilities, the grid and the flip view. That was partially answered, but I want to confirm that we are thinking about opening it to some communities and other people to add more, maybe, I don't know, animation styles, however you want to call it. You know, I think it would be good to have an ecosystem built around it that people externally from Microsoft can add more value to it, because there are a lot of great designers who could probably make some cool, pretty stuff around Sway, which is great, by the way. And the second question is that my offline question was already answered. How Sway behaves when the online content disappears? Yes, YouTube movies gets taken down, tweets get deleted, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Both good questions and good points. The first point, I heard that largely as a developer statement. And that is probably one of the conspicuously absent things that I didn't either talk about really or show. Right now, there's no developer angle, but this is something that we fully intend to make available for developers to actually add additional value, not only within their own companies, in their own company's implementation of Sway, but potentially through the developer marketplace as well, to be able to add additional value and then monetize and get additional benefit. Like, I mean, and that could, I think it could take a lot of different angles and actually show up in a lot of different places, whether it's a layout change to individual pieces of content, whether it's styles and moods, whether it's entire structures. You know, you can imagine in the future that there's a marketplace of styles that, and there are probably already some precedents for it out there where, you know, if you want to go get this particular theme that's really awesome that was developed, you know, by you or your company that, you know, you're 99 cents or whatever. Office itself definitely has an extensibility model. Something just went out. The projector may have gone out. It's still showing on here. Luckily, I don't need to show anything right now. But there we go. Okay. but we definitely have an extensibility model and a way of letting developers add additional value right within the Office apps themselves. So that's something I think that could definitely happen here for Sway as well. Your second question.
Content.
Your second question was about basically web content that's not yours and what happens if it goes away. And the answer right now is very simple. If the YouTube video goes away, it goes away from your Sway. Or if the tweet gets deleted, the tweet is going to go away from your sway. There are pros and cons for both sides of the argument. I think in the example of the tweet and the YouTube video, you know, it feels a little bit black or white. You know, hey, if the content's deleted, then it's gone. That's unfortunate. But you could also say on the positive side, well, hey, that reflects the current state of things. If that content doesn't exist anymore, if someone wanted to retract the statement they made in the public social network space about an event that happened or their opinion on a matter, you know, should I still be able to hold that, you know, hold that statement in my other content? And then when you start to think about once we start to do more things like Twitter feeds versus just tweets themselves and whatnot, you know, then it makes all the more sense that, hey, exactly whatever the state of the current, you know, network and marketplace is exactly what I would want to reflect it as in my sway, if my sway is going to be the, you know, current state of things. Mm-hmm. We've gotten feedback definitely on the ways that that's not appealing. You know, from people who say, well, man, if I make my sway a certain way, I don't want someone else to delete something and have it disappear, and I'm not aware of it until I'm presenting it on a stage in front of all these fine people and suddenly not having my content, right? And so they've been asking for a feature that says, you know, like, you know, freeze it, you know, or like save it, or, you know, keep it the way it is, even if someone else makes a change to it somewhere else. And maybe that's something that we'll go do if there's a compelling enough case for it.
Okay, one more question. We know that Sway can import stuff from various places, and have you thought about importing Sway into other places, like into Word documents and PowerPoint presentation?
So one thing I'll show, which I didn't spend a lot of time dealing with right here, when I go to my Sways, the question I heard was basically, can you import content?
No, can you use, like, you have a PowerPoint presentation with slides, traditional approach, and one of the slides would embed Sway.
Yeah. So you can actually today, in preview, you can import both a PowerPoint and a Word document. And Sway will actually take the content out. It will extract the text. It will take images out. It will turn charts into images right now. As I said later, you know, we'll get to more interactive charting and things like that. And you can actually create a Sway of it. And it will take the structure from your Word document or your PowerPoint slides, and it will basically maintain the structure while then creating a sway out of it to make it more interactive and then apply that same sort of design logic and design engine to it. So it's actually a great way to get started, and we've seen a number of people doing that already.
Thanks.
Great, thanks.
Right now I do a lot of presentation with OneNote. Taking pictures, combining it to make some links, and so is there a plan so you can combine like Sway together with OneNote and enhance, make a presentation and put it in a workbook and publish it? Or?
I love that question, and there's a great conversation going on actually on Twitter about this, and my colleague Ari Shore in the back that's raising his hand is actually the product manager for OneNote. He and I actually are on the same team. Our offices are about three doors down from each other, and we talk almost daily, if not multiple times daily, about how Sway and OneNote could be better together. The teams sit very close to each other on the engineering level. I can't talk about specific plans and or if it will happen or on what timeline. But definitely, you know, the way that we think about OneNote being a fantastic way to organize your content and keep all of your stuff together, as well as all the services that connect to OneNote to help you capture content and collect it. Right, it's a fantastic source of content and way to organize your ideas. And then if you think about what Sway does as being a fantastic way to visualize your ideas, you know, there are great connectivity points that if they did come together would make a lot of sense. So we've been getting a lot of good feedback about that. And you know, if/when that happens, I think a lot of people will really actually find a fantastic partnership between the two. Cool. We hope to see you at the party.
And one more question. Do you aim to have Sway as a free application or as a part of Office 365 or licensed?
Yeah. So the question is about basically pricing and licensing. I don't have specifics to share, but what I will say is we will always have a free version that is, you know, a complete version of Sway. We're not going to handicap the free version ever and, you know, make it so that, you know, you can only put four pictures in before you have to pay or something. You know, we won't ever do that. We will definitely be adding additional value and additional features for paying Office 365 subscribers. And some of that will just be because it also makes sense only to do certain features if we know that you're a paying business customer because, you know, for example, like connecting to OneDrive for business and not OneDrive consumer, right? There is no, we wouldn't connect a consumer user of Sway to SharePoint, for example. like, because they don't have content in SharePoint, at least not that we're, you know, that we're connected to, given the fact that they're logged in with a Microsoft account. So some of it will be additional value. Some of it will just be features that only make sense if you are an Office 365 customer. What specifically those features are, you know, we don't have specific plans to share or talk about yet. But yes, there will always be a free consumer version of Sway to be able to, you know, have everybody be able to use the product and reimagine the way their ideas come to life. Cool. Other questions? All right, with about 5 minutes to spare, thank you guys for your time this afternoon. I'm also happy to take questions offline on the stage, but